Okay, so I guess I'm just gonna talk like it's a phone, because it turns out, like, I mean, that was yesterday when I recorded the last podcast, and, you know, I sounded like trash, like freaking usual, and, you know, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of using the freaking AirPods, because AirPods sound like trash every time. I'm like, it doesn't make sense, because, like, you know, they shouldn't sound that trash. Like, it shouldn't be that big of a freaking difference. But yeah, now I'm just gonna hold it like it's a phone. And if anything, it'll make it sound like I'm someone important talking to some person on the phone, so, you know, maybe I'll look less suspicious than just, like, talking out of nowhere, like, with AirPods in. Also, there's a tidbit I wanted to add, but I decided just to, you know, I guess not add it, because it's harder to talk in my room because, you know, the walls are thin. But there was something I wanted to add about the COVID thing, and I guess I'll just add it to this one just as the beginning. But I was just realizing that, like, you know, when South Africa announced that they had a new variant, and then everyone, like, kind of blamed South Africa for the disease and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, lo and behold, like, you know, they're all mad because they're like, you know, or, you know, we just did what we were supposed to do. We just, you know, told everyone that there's a new variant. It's not our fault. You know, don't blame us for all of it. And then lo and behold, it turns out that freaking Sweden or something, or Norway, or one of those Nordic countries, didn't have freaking, like, it was shown that the Omicron was in their country way before South Africa even announced it or found it in theirs. So, like, it turned out, like, you know, it literally wasn't South Africa's fault. Like, you know, it turned out, you know, it was already out there, like usual, just like, you know, regular COVID, like, you know, 2020. You know, my theory is it was already freaking out there before it was found in freaking Wuhan. But anyway, the thing is that because South Africa got all this flack for, you know, finding a new variant, it made me wonder, will it be now that people, like, countries are less likely to announce new variants because they don't want to be the country who's blamed? Because, you know, say Omicron, like, South Africa is synonymous with Omicron now. But when people think, where did Omicron start? People say South Africa. So now when there's new variants, countries are less likely, I think countries will be less likely to announce them. They'll hope that some other country will announce the variant before they do, because they don't want to be the country that is known for, like, you know, oh, they started the freaking Sigma variant. Oh, it's all freaking Australia's fault. No, Australia doesn't want to get that jazz. They'll just wait until, like, some, I don't know, Madagascar announces that they found this Sigma variant, because they don't want to be the one who gets all the flack. But yeah, that was just a small tidbit I wanted to add and just add it to this podcast. But what the real thing I wanted to freaking talk about is I wanted to talk about, like, the paths of life. You know, I'm talking about freaking destiny and choice again, but not really, because I was just thinking to myself, like, you know how there's paths, like, you know, there's always these alternate universes. People say, oh, there's an alternate universe where instead of taking computer science, I did film. Or let's say there's an alternate, you know, reality, dimension, universe, whatever, where a car just ran into me right now while I'm walking back home. You know, there's all these, like, different choices. Or, like, you know, what if I decided to take the long route home and I got shot or something? Or what if I took the long route home and I found the love of my life? Or what if I took the short route home and I got hit by a freaking bus? You know, there's all these, like, choices, and that means there's, like, infinite realities. But I was thinking, that doesn't make sense. Why would there be that many realities? Why would it be infinite realities? Because that means you could keep on, like, having new realities. Like, oh, what if this freaking atom went this way instead of this way? What about that atom? What if both of these atoms at the same time? Like, you know, it keeps going down until there's, like even more than infinite, like a crazy amount. Like, infinite's already big, but imagine infinite, like infinite to the power of infinite to the power of infinite. Like, there's so many choices that it just doesn't make sense. Why would there be that many choices of paths of reality and blah, 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 blah? And then using my big brain, I use logic. I was like, wait a minute. Just because, like, let's say I'm walking up the stairs. One reality, Jabari, decides to go one step at a time while talking on the podcast. And one Jabari, the one me right now, decided to do two steps at a time going up the stairs. Like, just because I took two different sets of paths like that doesn't mean anything changed, right? Nothing changed. So it seems to me that it's hard to talk because these freaking cars are so loud, but, you know, just because there are different paths doesn't mean the end goal doesn't end up being the same, if you know what I mean. Like, just because, like, say one Jabari goes up the steps two steps at a time, one Jabari takes the steps one step at a time, both of those different versions of Jabari are still doing the same thing. Like, they're going to end up in the same place, if that makes sense. Like, let's just say, you know, I'm just that freaking amazing. Like, no matter what, even if I decided to major in freaking, like, psychology, or I decided to major in freaking therapy, or major in film, or major in math, or whatever, the Jabari that does all these different paths all end up leading to the same destination. So the paths align and it turns into the one Jabari again. Like, maybe there's a couple realities, like I got hit by the bus. Obviously that Jabari is not going to converge with, like, you know, the Jabari that becomes president because he's dead. But, like, certain paths, it makes sense that they would converge. Like, say the simple simple one, like, oh, I walked up the steps one at a time or walked up the steps two at a time. Like, that's not going to change life that drastically just because I took one step or two steps. You know, those two Jabaris are basically the same Jabari. So after a while, they're going to converge back into the same Jabari, if that makes sense. So that is two realities that just turn right back into one. Or let's say all those infinite realities, they all turn right back to one. It's like a limit. They all converge to the same Jabari because it doesn't make that much of a difference. It's the same, like, if it could be the same with, like, bigger things. But let's, like I said with my example, let's say I'm just that amazing that no matter what, I'm just going to become president. Like, that freaking convergence is just going to happen. No matter if I just majored in politics or majored in freaking philosophy or majored in freaking art. Somehow, that path is all just going to converge back into the president one. So, like, I've got to get quiet because, I don't know, it just seems like these people are listening in to me. Like, there's something about it. Like, I feel like I can feel it. That they hear, and then they're just like, I wonder what he's talking about. And they kind of listen in, just slightly. And I feel like I can sense it. I mean, I might be going crazy, but I swear I can sense it. Like, I don't know. It's just something about it. Especially because, you know, I stand out. So it's doubly, they're like, oh, I wonder what he's talking about. And then, you know, I'm giving out wisdom. So, you know, everyone's trying to get their free wisdom. You don't get my free wisdom. You got to freaking listen to the podcast and give me some freaking revenue. But yeah, that's basically the mini wisdom I was going to give. I mean, this is like a really mini wisdom. But yeah, I think, like, I'll just repeat myself again, that people who are like, oh, y'all, there's all these different realities. There's a reality where blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah, there are probably these base realities. Like, maybe, I mean, it's still alive, but let's just say there's a million different versions of you. But, you know, the other billion versions all converge back into one of those billions. So yeah, there you go. I just solved the freaking multiverse. You can thank me later when the version of you listens to this podcast and then shares it to everyone. Thanks.